This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University's Office of Behavioral Research and Evaluation were co-writers with Mid-South Health Systems of a $375,000 grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Telling us more about the Office of Behavioral Research and Evaluation is co-director Christy Brinkley.
We started back in 1999 with the evaluation of the Safe Schools Grant that was given to four school districts in Craighead County. But then we started getting more grants, and then we became an official unit in 2005. But basically what we do is we provide evaluation for grants. So a community organization will get a federal grant or any kind of grant, but that grant requires evaluation, and so we help them to do that, to determine whether that project's working, what they need to do differently, things like that.
When you talk about evaluation, how do you define that by way of how do you look at those kinds of things by way of evaluation, if you don't mind, please?
We have two main methods, I guess, of evaluation. I don't know if those are the right words, but we do formative and we do summative. So formative is we monitor the activities as they go along to see, are they doing what they're supposed to be doing, but also how is it working? So if it's not working well, then we let them know that so they can make changes so they can make it work better along the way. Summative is where we gather information, but at the end we say, did this work or did it not work, kind of thing. So and a lot of times the summative evaluation is a combination of the formative.
How does this office at Arkansas State work in the local community like Jonesboro, maybe the region, if you don't mind, please? Mm-hmm.
We work with them in several different ways through evaluation, but a lot of times now organizations will come to us and they just know that they want some help with some grant money to do some of their projects, and so they need help with grant writing, and we can help them do that. And then also because those grants require evaluation, we help provide that information as well.
So tell us about... I know there was recently a grant that you all received from the Department of Health and Human Services. Tell us a bit about this grant and how it's helping the community, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, well, that grant is just beginning, but we helped Mid-South Health Systems write. It's a three-year grant from SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's a $375,000 grant, and the focus of it is to create a more responsive environment to individuals who have mental health issues in Craighead County. And what that means, or basically how they're going to do that, is by increasing awareness, training people to identify or at least recognize the symptoms of a mental health issue. They do this through a mental health first aid training. So it's kind of like, you know, so if you have a first aid kit, you have a scratch or something, you know, you can take care of it before you get to the doctor. So this is kind of like if you notice there's a mental health issue with someone, you can kind of help until they can get more extensive services if they need them, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And so they're going to train across the 3 years. They're going to train, I think it's up to 300 people is what they said. They're going to focus on public safety officers, school personnel, and community agencies dedicated to serving veterans and their families.
And is this the first time you all have worked with Mid-South Health, or is this something that you've all been doing, over a period of time?
We've worked with Mid-South Health Systems for a long time, for several years. We have through, there was an Action for Kids grant a while back, and that was doing system of care work and other court projects. We've worked with them in the county.
Is there an opportunity for you all to utilize students in this kind of work?
We do have some student workers. So in that sense, we do utilize students in this work. But there are also David Sarnio, who was the director. He has, talked to people in his classes with different, we worked with Out of the Dark, and they put on a big rally. Mm-hmm. And so he has, talked to his classes, is anyone interested in doing this? We have that opportunity, I guess, to get students.
With this, going back to this grant here, so you were talking a little bit about how it'll be used for, and can you tell us a bit about, is there going to be training that'll take place as part of this?
Yes, there'll be training. That's the mental health first aid training, mm-hmm. and it will be provided across the 13 counties. That includes Clay County, Craighead, Crittenden, Cross, Greene, Lawrence, Lee, Mississippi, Monroe, Phillips, Poinsett, Randolph, and St. Francis counties. So it's a big catchment area in the Mississippi Delta region that they'll provide training.
And I can only imagine how, you know, that kind of training reaching that large of an area, that's a huge impact.
Yeah, that would be a big impact. And that's part of our job, is to see how much of an impact that made.
And with that, that's a huge way that Arkansas State is making a connection and really kind of impacting the region in that area.
Yes, yes.
And what would be the overall goal for something like that? To be how does it help, you know, by way of you know, making those areas better?
Well, the goal of the training is to increase knowledge of mental health issues so people can recognize. And so they know what to do if they see someone. So, for example, they're going to be training public safety officers, so police officers. So if a police officer arrests someone and they're exhibiting some signs of mental illness, they would, if they're trained, they would be better able to know if that individual needs some help or not, and then they'd be able to get them the appropriate help.
Sure. And how do y'all work with making sure that this training is being being evaluated, you know, correctly, or that you know that this training is doing what it's supposed to do, I guess? How do y'all work to make sure that everything's going on track correctly?
Well, we stay in close communication with the project director, and so we monitor the trainings that are happening. We collect sign-in sheets to see how many people attended. We do a pre- and post-survey before and after the training to see if their knowledge increased. And then another part of it, the project, is to develop a referral system. So that hasn't been developed yet, but so that these individuals who have been trained can know how to refer. And so we're going to track that and see how many referrals have been made as a result of the training.
How has this work at Arkansas State, how has it impacted and enriched your life? You know, you said you were a graduate student. Now you've been working at Arkansas State for 18 years. How has Arkansas State, you know, kind of helped you in the job that you do and in your life personally?
I think one of the main things is it's just opened my eyes to what needs are in the community and, you know, how we can help. You know, whenever I first started, I thought, well, we're evaluating things, you know, why do we do that? I don't know. But now, you know, over time, I realize, oh, yeah, because we want to make things better. We want to make things good for the area.
And that is Christy Brinkley, co-director of Arkansas State University's Office of Behavioral Research and Evaluation. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.